Good morning, everyone. Good to see everybody here.
很高兴见到大家。
Well, I hope we all have a good spirit. We come here to worship our Lord.
让我们到神的面前来做一个对的灵。
Well, as usual, I'd like you to say hello to your neighbor, your front and back, and before we dismiss, because today we don't have a lunch.
So, 还是用一点点时间来彼此问安。
And I saw several new faces here, so could you please say hello to everybody? Okay.Start today's worship. Let's bow our head. We start from a point of prayer.
让我们低头祷告。
Oh dear Lord, we thank you for you brought everyone here.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你把每一位带到这里来。
This is because of your grace, because of your love.
因着你的恩典和爱。
When we come here, we are long to see you, and we are long to hear from you.
我们渴慕看见你，也渴慕听见你。
We pray that today you will shine your face to us.
愿你今天用你的脸光来照我们。
And speak to us in a way that we can understand.
让我们能够听得明白。
Also, we pray that we have an open heart so that we can hear your voice.
让我们的心也能够开通，能听见你的声音。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Today I feel like I have a message to deliver, but it's kind of hard for me.
今天这个信息对于我来说不容易。
So I plead you pray for me.
所以我请求大家在为我祷告。
So that I can speak the way that we all can understand.
好让我所交通的大家能够明白。
And also pray that the Lord will give me a good example so that we can understand what's the covenant of grace.
也祷告让主给我们一个好的例子，叫我们能够明白神的盟约。
In this month, probably you all remember, we are study about the creation.
最近我们在研读神的创造。
And probably you remember our brother Lou and the pastor Finn.They share in the past 2 weeks.
可能你记得一点吕弟兄冯牧师他们前几个星期的交通。
And along this line, I want to continue to share about there are two covenants.
接着他们所交通的，我愿意继续一点。
And before that, let's read together this verse all together.
那我们一起来读这里的圣经。
I need to go back to the very first page.Can somebody help me in the back?
That is the first page.
Oh, that's the first page. Okay. Whole blank. Okay. We are free to draw anything. Okay, that's the first page. The covenant of grace.
All right. 第一个是恩典的约。
Okay, let's read again Romans 5:17. If you cannot see this far, please open your Bible.
我们会读一起读罗马书五章十七节。
Okay, this is the key verse for today. Okay, let's all read together in your language. Okay. For if by the transgress of the one man that ran through that one man.How much more were those who received God's abundant provision of grace and the gift of righteousness, reigning life through one man, Jesus Christ. So there's two, the one man in this verse.
在这节圣经里我们两处读到一人。
And probably you will ask me, who is the first, the one man?
可能你会问第一个，第一次说到一人是指哪一个？
Probably you know the second one because it's already said the second, the one man is Jesus Christ.
也许第二处地方提到这个义人的时候，你知道，因为这个圣经本身就说到耶稣基督。
Who is the first one man?
那头一个说的是谁？
Okay, let's review a little bit from Genesis.
那我们有一点复习，来看创世纪。
Do you remember last time I shared God created man in His own image, in the image of God He created him, male and female He created them.
上次我教中到神造人乃是照他的形象，神乃是照着他的形象造男造女。
And He said, "This is very good."
神说这是甚好。
And not only that, the Lord God formed the man from the dust. And there's very important things different from man to other creation.
好，另一方面来说，神用地上的尘土造人，但是人和其他地上万物都不同。
Because he breathed into his man's nostril the breath of life.
因为神把气吹在他鼻孔里。
And the man became a living being.
那人就成了一个有灵的活人。
A living being.
有灵的活人。
And do you know after that what did the Lord did? What did the Lord do?
你知道这之后神做了什么吗？
Let's turn to the Genesis chapter 2 verse 15.
让我们翻到创世纪二章十五节。
And let's read together. The Lord God took the man and put him in the garden of Eden to work it, and to take care of it.
耶和华将那人安置在伊甸园，使他修理看守。
And the Lord God commanded them, "You are free to eat from any tree in the garden."But you must not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, for when you eat of it, you will surely die.
耶和华神吩咐他说，园中各样树上的果子你可以随意吃，只是分别善恶树上的果子你不可吃，因为你吃的日子必定死。
So look at it. Here it seems God created the man and he put it in this garden of Eden.
这里我们看见神造了人，也把它放在这个园子的当中。
And here is there is a commandment.
这里有一个命令。
And he wanted man to work in it and to take care of it, but there is one thing.
所以这里神要他们修理看守，但是神有一个诫命。
And he said there is the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
这里有一个分别善恶的树。
And this.The fruit from that tree you cannot eat, but you can eat any tree in the garden.
其他一切树上的果子你都可以吃，只是这一棵树上你不可以吃。
And very interesting, beside this tree, there's another tree in the mansion.
很有意思，这里还有一棵树。
And which is in the same chapter verse 9.
没有在这里提到，但是在第九节里面提到。
He said, "In the middle of the garden were the tree of life and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil."
在第九节里说到，园子当中又有生命树和分别善恶的树。
So in other words, man can eat any trees besides the trees of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
很有意思，那就是说，人可以吃一切的果子，除了分别善恶的树上的果子。
That's including a tree of life.
所以可以吃的果子包括这生命树上的果子。
And can I advance the slides? Okay.And looks like here is a covenant being made with God and man.
所以这里有一个神与人之间的盟约。
And when you say covenant, normally that's two sides relationship.
我们知道说一个盟约，它是一个双向的关系。
But right here, we only see that's one direction.
但是看这里的时候，这个盟约好像只是一个方向的。
God commanded man.
神给人一个诫命。
And we did not see the man sign the paper and say, "Okay, this is my contract. I will do so."
我们好像并没有看见，好像是一份合同，人在上面有签字。
Right here, we didn't see is a 50-50% of partnership.
这里好像不是说我们所看到甲方乙方这样的关系。
But here is the covenant being set up.
但是这里有一个盟约。
Why?
为什么呢？
Well, because he has a sovereignty.
因为神有主权。
And we cannot just use the earthly concept. We say, well, okay, this is just one-sided. You say so, I may not be agree.
我们不能用地上的观念来判断神说，哦，这个盟约好像只有一面，只有神说了，人并没有认可。
He is a creator, and he is a mighty God, and he commanded man, and we should follow.
神乃是造物主，这乃是他的诫命，所以人必须遵从。
And do you know what's the result of that?
你知道这个后果是什么吗？
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 3, verse 6.
那我们看到创世纪三章六节。
When a woman saw the fruit of the tree was good for food and pleasing to the eye and also desirable for gain wisdom, she took some and ate it. She also gave some to her husband who was with her and he ate it.
于是女人见那棵树的果子好做食物，也悦人的眼目，且是可喜爱的，能使人有智慧，就摘下果子来吃了，又给她丈夫，她丈夫也吃了。
So we know what's the result.
我们知道那个结果。
Man did not follow this covenant.
人没有遵从这个诫命。
But God said, well, they just do it in the opposite way.
然后神就改变他做事的方法。
Or maybe you would say, okay, how about if you read from chapter 3, verse 1 through 5, you will see there's another creature in the Bible mentioned.
如果你读前面第一节到第五节，你就看见神所造的当中另有一个活物
，the serpent，
蛇。
And because the serpent tempted Eve, so that's what happened.
乃是因为蛇诱惑了夏娃。
And God said, if you eat that tree of knowledge of good and evil, you will surely die.
神说，你们如果吃那个分别善恶树上的果子，你们就必定死。
But this crafty serpent came and said, "You may not die."
但是蛇的诱惑乃是说你们不一定死。
And well, the woman took it and also gave it to her husband, and both of them they ate.
夏娃就接受了这个诱惑，她自己吃了，也给她丈夫吃。
So therefore, it seems that there are two ways from the God's standpoint.
从神的眼光中来看
okay, if you follow me and you can eat any trees beside these trees and you will live forever.
在神的心意中，如果人遵守神的诫命，不吃那个分别善恶树上的果子，而吃其他一切树上的果子，包括这个生命树，那他们就得以存活。
And if you eat that tree, the fruit from that tree, you will surely die.
但是如果吃就是吃那颗分别善恶树上的果子，那人就必定死。
So here's the two ways.
这里有两个选择。
Either you choose the everlasting life, or you choose this way to death.
选择永生还是死亡。
Unfortunately, man choose the way of death.
但是很不幸，人选择的就是死亡。
And that's separate from God.
选择与神隔绝的路。
So if we continue to look at this slide, if I can control it, maybe I need to ask the person in the back to help me. Okay, let's go on, let's move on. We'll come back for that. Okay, we mentioned that already. There are two trees in the garden.
我们提到这里这两棵的树。
And then we are coming into...This is a command and say if you will you eat of it, you will surely die. We went through that.
这里我们再次看见神的诫命。
Okay, here's the disobedience of one man.
所以这里我们记得我们刚才所读的一人的悖逆。
Yes, he ate it and this covenant has been broken.
因为这一人的悖逆，这个盟约被破坏了。
So here's the words of disobedience.
这里我们今天所要讲的就是这个悖逆。
So disobedience leads to the sins.
你知道说悖逆就是带来了这个罪。
And you will ask me sins of what?
然后你会问说什么罪？
The first one is because of omission.
啊，第一个就是啊
疏忽了。
疏忽。
And that's mean that we lack conformity to the law of God.
没有遵从神的律法。
And this is something we ought to do, but we did not do it. We have not done but which God requires to do.
也就是说，神所要我们做的，我们没有做。
Do you remember last time we used a little cartoon to show you the main? We have the image of God, and we have three aspects.
你记得上次我有给大家看一个漫画，就是人有神的形象，它有三个部分。
If you have image of God, you will have three parts. One is the righteousness, and one has the holiness. And how about the other one?
有公义，有圣洁，还有一个是什么？
Knowledge. Okay, we have three parts. Today I'm going to use the same shorty to show you.
今天我还要用一幅漫画。
Well, probably if you are parents, you experience this. Shorty.Have you done your practicing?
如果你是做父母的，可能这幅画面对于你来说是很熟悉的，就是他问他这个 Shopping， 你有没有弹你的钢琴
？If we have a children, they are learning the music.
你如果是有孩子，你可能对这幅画真的很熟悉。
Mother probably calling from the kitchen.
啊，可能这个是妈妈从厨房里面说的话。
Shorty, are you done your practicing the piano?
你钢琴练完了吗？
There's nobody in front of the piano.
钢琴前面没有人。
So actually, Shorty did not do his duty.
所以这个小朋友他没有把他该做的事做好。
And this is called omission.
这个叫做忽略。
And many times we feel like when the people say sins, that means that you have committed, you have done something, so that's the sins.
也许我们在有的观念里面觉得罪一定是说我所犯的一些过犯。
But actually there's another part, is mean that we did not do the God requires to do.
但是另一方面乃是说到神所要我们做的我们没有去做。
We reject the God's offer and we...deny him, and that's omission.
那我们拒绝神所要的，那就是一个忽略。
And even though yes, I didn't steal, I didn't lie, I did not kill anyone, and still, if we don't know him, that's omission.
也许我们可以说我没有杀人，我没有偷盗，我没有说谎，这是一方面。但是另一方面，我们神所要我们做的事，我们究竟做了没有
？So in God's eye, we are.Short of His glory.
在神，所以这是为什么在神的眼中我们亏缺他的荣耀。
And we need to do our duty, but we did not do it.
我们有当尽的本分，我们却没有尽。
And that's including me. A lot of time, probably the boss wanted me to do something, and I didn't complete the time or the due day, and that's included in this category. It's sin.
我有时候也是这样，就是像如果在公司里，老板要我说做的事情。当定的日子到了，我却没有做完。
How about the second part in God's eye of sin?
在神的眼中，最第二个方面。
And this is also called a disobedience.
这个就是过犯，也是叫做悖逆。
And that leads to the sin of, it's called trespassing.
这里就是犯了神的律法，过犯。
Transgression of the law of God.And this part is mean that we did something we shouldn't do.
这是另一面，就是说我们做了神不许我们做的事情。
I mean we do the things that God does not want us to do.
神不要我们做的。
And another picture I'll show you. And
还是用一幅图画。
I've done this before.
我以前也做过这样的事。
There is a fence and say no trespassing, keep out.
这里有一个篱笆，你看见上面的。招牌写的不许去爬过去。
But this shorty tried to climb over.
但是这个小朋友，你看他就是要爬过去。
God said you shouldn't eat the fruit of knowledge of good and evil.
等于说，分别善恶树上的果子你不可吃。
When I was a kid, about 3 years old,
那我大概三岁的时候,
just like my son's age,
就像我现在孩子的年龄,
the house we live, we have a fence like that.
我们住的房子就有这样一个篱笆。
And I really, really would like to go out of fence.
那我就很想到篱笆外面去。
And my parents say, do not go outside of fence.
我的爸爸妈妈就说你不可以到篱笆外面。
I really, really I'd like to see outside what's going on.
但是我实在想知道外面是怎么样。
So they use a lock, to lock the gate.
所以他们就用锁把这个篱笆的门锁住了。
But that's kind of easy for me. I can just open it and push the gate and I go out.
所以就是
我把锁打开然后就
所以有一天我就把锁打开就逃出去了。
AndOf course, they were so worried. They need to call all their friends to find for me.
他们就很担心，他们就打电话给所有的朋友，叫他们来帮忙找我。
And they found me and came home. I got a punishment and a little cry.
他们找到了我，就把我带回家，然后我就受了惩罚，然后就哭了一会儿。
But next day, I still want to go out.
但是第二天我还是想出去。
My dad now.Add another lock, which is very high. I cannot reach it.
我爸爸就加了一把锁，那把锁的位置很高，叫我的手够不着。
That's too easy for me.
但是对我来说这不是难事。
I found a stick.
我找到了一根棍子。
I still can handle open the lock.
我用那根棍子把锁打开了。
And I went out.
然后我又出去了。
Of course, this time a punishment even more severe than the first time.
这次后来我受的惩罚就比上次要重很多。
This is all belong to the sin.
这个就是罪的样子。
And ever since I'm 3 years old, I have that kind of a tendency.
自从三岁开始，好像在里面就会有这样的诱惑。
First type is omission, but this type is called a commission.
第一个方面就是忽略，第二个方面就是过犯。
So the first one is kind of, we can say that's a lacking of conformity to the law of God.
第一个就是可以说神所要求的，我们没有去做。
But second one is transgressing the law of God.
第二个就是过犯，就是神所吩咐不可做的，我们去做的。
And this is not pleasing to God.
这在神眼中是不喜悦的。
And since a man, we cannot do that.
因为我们是人，所以我们不可以如此行。
So that's why bringing the covenant of grace.
这就是为什么我们需要这个恩典的约。
And this covenant of grace, sometimes we feel like the covenant always the God tried to reframe us.
所以我们有时候觉得盟约就是神就是要来限制我们。
And don't want us to do this, cannot do that.
不让我们做这个，不让我们做那个。
So the only thing we can do is only in this very narrow way.
所以我们觉得我们所给的选择实在是非常非常窄的。
Sometimes we complain.
有时候我们就抱怨。
Sometimes we murmuring.
有时候我们就在那里嘀咕。
Sometimes we just try to reject it.
有时候我们就是拒绝。
But we don't know one thing is this is out of His love.
但是很多时候我们不明白，这些都是因着神的爱所给我们的。
Let's read a few verses from Ephesians.
那我们从以弗所书读一些圣经。
And that's in the New Testament.
新约以弗所书。
Chapter 1, and we read from verse 5 through 7.
第一章五到七节。
Can we all read together?
让我们一起来读。
Ephesians chapter 1, verse 5 through 7.Okay. He predestined us to be adopted as his son through the Jesus Christ in accordance with his pleasure and will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he was freely given to us in the one he loves. In him we have redemption through his blood for forgiveness of sins in accordance with the riches of God's grace. Okay, let's stop here. This is the riches of God's grace.
This is how.荣耀的恩典，丰富的恩典。
And this is through the one he loves.
借着他所爱的。
He said, okay, if you can do it, I will send my son to fulfill it.
神说如果你们不能够完成它我要我的儿子来完成
And this is a redemption through his blood
这是借着他的血的救赎
And here talking about blood
这里说到血
We don't like to mention about blood
也许我们不愿意提到血
My kids if they have a little cut Oh they want to find out where is the bandage because I had a cut
就像我的孩子他身上如果有个小伤口他赶快就要找这个
绷带，
绷带把它贴住，他不愿意看到很多血流出来。
But here is the one, he loves and he will have the redemption through his blood.
但这里是说到他说他因为爱我们，叫我们因着他的爱子得救。
And this one is through the cross.
是借着他的十字架。
You remember Brother Lou probably mentioned about the cross.
你弟兄上次有交通到十字架。
You want to go up to the cross? Yes, there's a lot of blood.
是，如果在十字架上是有许多要流许多的血。
But this blood can wash away our sins.
但这个血乃是要洗净我们的罪。
The Son of God has no sin.
神的儿子是无罪的。
But His blood is going to use for all the sinner like us, like you and me.
他的血流出来是为着你我这样的罪人。
In order to fulfill his righteousness and his love.
能够叫神的爱、神的公义都能够得到满足。
So, if we look at it from that standpoint, this covenant of grace is out of Father's love.
所以我们能够看见说，这个恩典的约是从神的爱来的。
Just like the previous slide, you see the shorty try to climb out of fence.
就像你刚才在图片上看见这个小朋友，他要到爬到篱笆外面去。
And he doesn't know what's outside, how dangerous outside.
他并不知道外面有多危险。
Just like when I was 3 years old, I tried to go out of that fence. Do you know where did I go? I really like to go.
就像我三岁的时候，我想到外面去。你知道我后来是想去哪里
？There's about half miles away. There is a railroad track.
大概半英里以外有一个火车道。
I don't know why it's so fascinating me. When I see the train go by and I look at the track of the train.
但我不知道为什么，但是当我看见火车开来开去的样子的时候，我就被迷住了。
And look at that shining the track under the sun. I feel like the track. I don't know where that come from and I don't know where to go.
我就看见那个铁轨在阳光下闪光，然后看见这头没有边际，那头也没有边际。
In my little heart, I feel like that's eternity.
在我小小的心里，可能那个就是像永恒一样。
But you know that's how dangerous.
但你知道那是有多危险吗
？As I remember, my mother, she's sitting here. She said I took off my shoes and I tried to walk on the track.
那个，我妈妈今天还坐在这里，所以她可以作证。我是把鞋子脱下来在铁轨上走。
I didn't know how dangerous it was.
我不知道有多危险。
Of course, through the friend and they grabbed me home.
但后来他们有朋友帮忙，就找到了我，带回家。
And today we just like that kind of situation.
今天我们其实也是就是像这种光景。
Sometimes we walk on something is very dangerous. We didn't know.
有时候我们走在一个非常危险的道路上，但我们却不知道。
And we feel like, oh, that's so interesting, so fascinating.
我们就说，哎呀，这个真有趣，真迷人。
And sometimes it's pleasing our eyes, and sometimes it's, I feel good.
有的时候真的叫我们的眼目喜悦，叫我们感觉非常非常好。
And probably we don't know the train is behind us.
但也许我们不知道火车就在背后。
And probably pretty soon we'll be smashed.
也许。一下子我们就被压扁了。
So that's why God wants to keep us in this covenant of grace.
为什么神把这个恩典的盟约来给我们
？But many times we try to go out of fence.
但很多时候我们就想到篱笆外面去。
But He tried to bring us home.
但是神却要把我们带回家。
The second covenant of grace is based on obedience of the one man.
第二个方面关于这个恩典的约，我们看见是因着一人的顺从。
And probably you know who is this one man.
你一定知道这里这个一人指的是谁。
Can we turn back to the book of Romans, chapter 5, verse 19?
让我们翻回罗马书五章十九节。
And can we read that again?
一起来读。
Because I feel like this is very, very important.
因为我觉得这一节非常非常重要。
Okay, let's all read together. Romans 5:19. For just as though the disobedience of the one man, the many were made sinners, so also through the obedience of the man, one man, the many will be made righteous. So here, because of obedience of one man, and many will become righteous.
你一人的顺从，众人也成为义了。
And because he has done that on the cross for us.
因为他来为我们死在十字架上。
So, through what he has done, today the God will see us, you are the righteous person.
凭着他所成就的，今天神看我们的时候，看我们乃是义的。
We are willing to receive him as our Savior.
如果我们愿意接受他做我们的救主。
And we know his precious blood will cleanse our sins.
我们若真知道他的宝血能够洗净我们的罪。
This thing could be a mission or could be a commission.
可能是忽略的罪，可能是过犯的罪。
And he will wash away.
他要洗净我们。
And we will be in this covenant.
我们就会被放入他的盟约里面。
And he will be our father and will be their children.
他要做我们的父，我们要做他的儿女。
This is the covenant about.
这是爱的约。
So because of obedience.
对，因着顺从。
And all this happened.
这一切都是因着顺从。
And I remember when we just pray and I hear somebody pray about this verse, I feel like this is very important. And can we read that verse from Philippians chapter 2, verse 6 through 11?
刚才祷告的时候我好像听见有弟兄用到这节经文，我觉得是很重要。腓立比书第二章。
And can we all read that together?
让我们一起来读腓立比书第二章。
Philippians chapter 2, verse 6 through 11.
六到十一节。
We can all read together. Verse 6, who being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but make himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore God exalted him to be the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. So here we see because obedience to death.
这里看到我们的主乃是存心顺服以至于死。
And he humbled himself.
他存心谦卑。
He is the Son of God, but he is willing to humble himself, become the likeness of man, and he died on the cross.
他虽然是神的儿子，但是他愿意自己谦卑成为人的样子，来死在十字架上。
So the key word here is obedience.
这里重要的词乃是顺从。
Obedience can bring us into the covenant.
顺从使我们进入神的约。
And many times we feel like we don't want to obey.
许多时候我们并不想顺从。
Just like my three-year-old son.
就像我现在三岁的儿子。
They reach the age, whatever you say, he always say, no, I don't want to.
你们也许有这个经验，就是到这个年龄的时候，你问他什么东西要不要，他的回答总是不，我不要。
No matter what, the good things you offer to him, first thing he said is, no, I don't want to.
不管你给他的东西有多么好，他第一个反应总是先说不要。
I have the older daughter too.
我有几个年纪大一点的女儿。
When they reach the college age,
当他们到读大学的年龄。
Gradually they understand what the parents thinking.
渐渐他们开始明白父亲是怎么想的。
So when they are away from home to college,
当他们离开家去读大学的时候,
and they start to understand the parents' heart,
他们开始明白父母的心,
and they will start to say, okay, parents, if you say so, if you want to, I will do it.
有的时候他们会真的说，爸爸妈妈，因为你们这样说，所以我就愿意这样去做。
I think this is the second step.
我想这是第二步。
But probably we shouldn't stop only here.
但是我觉得我们不应该停在这里。
We need to do until certain another level, which is Lord, I'm winning.
但是我想最高的乃是说，我们可以说主，我愿意。
Even probably a parent didn't say so, I do it. We do it.
尽管不是父母这样说，但是是主，那就愿意去做。
And when we do it, and they will be pleased.
当我们这样做的时候，父母虽然没有说我这样做，能够让他们喜悦。
This is ahead of the parents already commanded you out to do. Okay, I'm going to do.
这不是出乎只是顺从父母的命令。
So hopefully we all can grow into that kind of stage.
但愿我们都能够长成有那样的样子。
Okay, let's continue to see the slides. Another one is God also sent very important mediator, which is the Holy Spirit.
神差遣这个
宝惠师
圣灵。
And let us understand this covenant.
来帮助我们明白这个约。
And sometimes it's very hard to comprehend because I didn't see Heavenly Father, I didn't see Jesus, and how can I understand all this covenant?
有时候我们觉得说很不容易，因为我们自己的眼睛看过父，看过耶稣，那怎么样能够明白这个约呢？
Yes, today if you open your heart to receive Him as the Savior, there's a Holy Spirit will be in your heart to teach you and to guide you.
那今天如果你真的愿意打开你的心，接受耶稣基督的话，圣灵会住在你里面。
And let you understand this covenant of grace.
来带领你明白这个恩典的约。
Let's look at Galatians chapter 4, verse 4 through 7.
让我们看加拉太书四章四到五节。
And here's clearly talking about there is a Spirit can help us to know and call Him Abba Father.
这里我们看见有一个灵来帮助我们呼叫阿爸父。
Okay, let's read together from verse 4, chapter 4, verse 4 through 7. But when the time had fully come, God sent His Son, born of a woman, born under law, to redeem those under law, and we might receive the full rights of sons. Because you are sons, God sent the Spirit of His Son into our hearts, the Spirit who calls out Abba Father. So you are no longer a slave, but a son. And since you are the son, God has made you also an heir. Wow. Because of this Holy Spirit, we know how to call Him Abba Father.
凭着圣灵，我们知道如何呼叫阿爸父。
We will not call anyone as a father.
我们不会随便叫任何人阿爸。
Unless He is our physical father.
除非他真的是生了我们。
Or maybe nowadays, so many are the stepfathers.
在现在的社会，也许有许许多多的巨父。
But it's very hard to call a father.
但是是很难真的叫他们。
I have a student in my class, and she has a stepfather.
我在班上有个学生，他就有一位巨父。
And every time I mention this gentleman, and she won't call him father.
但是每次提到的时候。他不会称他为父亲。
Sometimes just call him directly the name.
他就是叫他的名字。
I feel like not very polite.
我觉得好像这不很礼貌。
But in her young heart, she still cannot call him as a father.
但是在他小小的心灵里面，他好像觉得说不能够叫他为父亲。
Holy Spirit, this is the Spirit of His Son, can help us to call Him Abba Father.
神差遣儿子的灵进入我们的心。叫我们能够呼叫阿爸父。
The day when we receive the Lord, we can call Him Father.
我们什么时候接受神的儿子，我们什么时候就可以在那里呼叫阿爸父。
Okay, so now we see the covenant of grace is through by Father's love.
我们看见恩典的约实在是借着父的爱。
The obedience of our Lord Jesus Christ,
记得主耶稣的顺从,
which is the Son of God,
是神的儿子的顺从,
and also we know there's a Holy Spirit,
也借着圣灵,
help us to understand all this commandment about,
来叫我们能够明白这个约。
Now, what should we do in our life?
所以在我们的生命当中，我们应该如何的做呢？
There are a few things not printed in your program, but I'd like to encourage you and me to do so.
这里我有一些的勉励，不一定都是写下来，但是我愿意在这里劝勉大家。
The first one is becoming his people.
第一个就是成为他的子民。
Just like in Jeremiah 7:23 says,
就像在耶利米书七章二十三节。
But I gave them his command, obey me, which is God.And I will be your God, and you will be my people. Walk in all the ways I command you, that it may go well with you.
我只吩咐他们这一件，说你们当听从我的话，我就做你们的神，你们也做我的子民。你们行我所吩咐的一切道，就可以得福。
Here's the key word, obey me.
这里最关键的一句话就是说，顺听从我的话。
Obedience can lead you to become his people.
这个顺从能叫我们成为他的子民。
If you feel like you hear the calling but you never respond, that's nothing to do with you.
你如果听到了这个呼召，如果你没有反应，那你跟他还是没有关系。
But if you are willing to obey,
但是如果你愿意顺从，
yes, we are in this covenant.
你就在这个约里面。
Do you remember Jesus used a parable in Matthew chapter 6?
在马太福音第六章，耶稣用了一个比喻。
There's a man, he has two sons.
有一个人有两个儿子。
And he talked to the first son, say, will you work in a vineyard with me?
他对大儿子说，你到葡萄园与我一同做工。
And the older son said, no, I will not.
那大儿子说不，我不要去。
But later on, he changed his mind and he went.
但后来他改变主意，他就去了。
And the second son, he also asked him, say, "Will you work in my vineyard?"
父亲又对小儿子说，去与我一同在葡萄园做工。
And second son said, "Oh yes, I will go."
小儿子说，是的，我要去。
But did he go? He didn't go. He didn't show up.
后来却没有去。
And Jesus said, "Which one listened to me?"
但是耶稣就问说，这两个儿子哪一个是听从他父亲的？
And of course all the disciples said, oh, the first one.
门徒都说第一个。
Because the first time he said no, but he repented. He changed his mind. And he showed up in the vineyard.
他儿子虽然开始他说不去，但是后来当他改变心意的时候，他是去了那个葡萄园。
And second one said yes, but he did not come.
小儿子他说是的，但是他却没去。
Of course, will be the better situation and say, "Yes, I will go, and you show up in the vineyard." That will be the best.
最好我们是说是我要去，也是真的去了，那是最好的。
So obey me. That's the Lord's calling to you and me.
所以要听从他，这实在是神对我们每一个人的呼召。
The second one, probably you remember the story about the storm.
第二个就是你记得，就是关于这个风暴，你可能记得这个故事，在路加福音。
In the book of Luke, chapter 6, verse 46 through 49, talking about there's two foundations.
这里说到有两个根基。
And one foundation is a solid foundation.
一个是坚固的根基。
And the other one is basically there's no foundation. Maybe the other place say this is the sand.
第二个根基乃是在沙土上面。
And Jesus used this parable. He said, "He likes who comes to me and hear my word and put them in practice."
凡到我这里来，听见我的话就去行的。
If you put them in practice, hear my word, just like you had a foundation, is built. You build a house on a firm foundation, just like a rock.
他像一个人盖房子，深深的挖地，把根基放在磐石上。
Would it be the testing? Would it be the testing?
这是一个试验。
Yes, there will be the testing.
Yeah, 是的，这里有一个试验。
there's a storm will come.
会有一个风暴会来。
And we'll test your foundations on a solid rock or is on the sand.
其实这个风暴我们就知道说这个房子到底是盖在磐石上还是盖在沙土上。
A lot of people think if we become a Christian, probably everything will be fine and perfect.
我们有时候觉得说我们做了基督徒我们信主一切就都好了。
But in reality, our life, yes, there's a lot of testings.
但是在实际的里面我们会经过许多试炼。
And many times you'll see why this person he loved the Lord so much and why this happened to him.
很多时候我们会问说啊，这里这么爱主的一个人，他怎么会有这样的事发生
？There's a lady. There was a lady.
啊，有一位女士。
And she really loved the Lord.
她非常的爱主。
And her husband also is a full-time minister. Was a full-time minister.
啊，她先生也是曾经是一位全职的传道人。
And her husband died when he was 38.
她的先生大概是38岁的时候就离开世界。
And this is real testing for this family.
对于这个家庭来说实在是一个非常真实的考验。
Because the lady has 6 children.
因为这位女士她有六个孩子。
The youngest one was 5, oldest one 15.
最小的5岁，最大的15岁。
So at this point in time, she is very difficult for her.
这对于他来说是一个很难的时候。
The children are young, and her husband 38, so probably she is still in her 30s.
所以他大概也是30多岁。
50 years passed.
50年过去了。
This lady raised all these 6 kids.
这位女士她养大了这六个孩子。
And these all 6 kids, they are all in the Lord.
他们都在主里面。
Of course, when she looked back, this is so hard to, for her to look at those 50 years.
当她回首看的时候，这五十年真的是非常的难。
And she said, because of the love of God, because she's willing to obey, and God brought her through these 50 years.
但是她回首的时候，她能够说，因着神的爱，因着她愿意顺从。神就把他带过来。
Do you know who this lady was?
你知道这是谁吗？
It's my grandma.
是我的祖母。
She lost her husband, and she is probably only 36 or 35.
她可能大概是35、36岁的时候失去丈夫。
And my dad was only 13.
我爸爸大概是那时候13岁。
So of course I never seen my grandfather.
所以我没有见过我的祖父。
But the lady, because of her obedience in the Lord.She raised all these 6 kids in the Lord.
但是这位姊妹因着她愿意顺服神，就是在这五十年间，她把这六个孩子培养起来。
Yes, we all have a storm in our life.
是的，我们生活当中一定都会有风暴。
Sometimes feel like this storm is probably overwhelm us.
很多时候我们觉得我们就要被这个风暴吞灭了。
I remember if you stand on the ground of rock.
但是你记得，如果你的根基是在磐石上
，will not stand. The house we build will not collapse.
好，这如果房子乃是建在磐石上，这个房子不会倒塌。
If we do in obedience, there's one more thing. We will know the spiritual truth.
如果我们真的顺从，我们就能够明白属灵的真理。
And John chapter 7, verse 16 through
17. 约翰福音七章十六十七节。
Jesus answered, My teaching is not my own. It comes from him who sent me. If anyone chooses to do God's will, he will find out whether my teaching comes from God or whether I speak on my own.
耶稣说，我的教训不是我自己的，乃是那差我来者的。人若立志遵着他的旨意行，必晓得这教训或是出于神，或是我凭着自己说的。
So knowing spiritual truth, that's another way. If we are willing to obey ourselves, to the God, and we can know more about the truth.
所以我们如果立志要遵从他，我们能够明白属灵的真理。
And nowadays there are so many seemingly truths or lawful, but seemingly it's lawful, but it's not true.
但是今天有很多的理论，但是并不是真理。
I have a brother-in-law came from Taiwan to visit us this week.
我妹夫从台湾来看我。
And right now, last night he told me something I was real shocked.
昨天他告诉我，有些事情叫我很震惊。
Because in Taiwan right now, they have the new way of thinking.
他们有一种新的思潮。
The young couple, they don't like to marry, but they live together, but they like to have children.
他们结婚之后他们不想结婚。
同居而要有孩子。This is very strange.
他们不结婚在一起同居，但是希望有孩子。
And also another trend is, they like to, marry and no children. Yes, another trend.
或者另一种就是说要结婚，但是不要孩子。
So it's a very strange trend. Everybody, young generation, they nowadays they just try to do something different from the tradition or different from the truth.
所以现在有很多这样的潮流，他们的目的好像就是说，就是要做一点跟传统不一样的事情。
Oh, they say, well, this can, probably need to have a law just like a German probably had this kind of law. Germany, they have this kind of law. They can
他们说,
live together and they might have children and later on they how to divide it, their estate and so on.
他们就想说, 德国也有这些的立法。
But this is far away from the God's commands.
但是这个是远离了神的诫命。
Far away from the teaching of the Bible.
远离了圣经的教训。
This is very sad.
这是很令人悲伤的。
If we are willing to obey Him, and we are willing to be in God's grace, we will know the real truth.
遵着主的旨意行，我们就能知道什么是真正的真理。
Of course, we will not neglect the blessing from the Old Testament.
但是我们也。要提到在旧约里说到这一切的祝福。
As in the Deuteronomy 28, verse 1 through 8.
在这个申命记28章。
If you fully obey the Lord your God and carefully follow all his commands give you today, the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations on the earth. The Lord will send a blessing on you, your barns, and on everything you put your hands to. The Lord your God will bless you in the land he has given you.
你若留意听耶和华你神的话，遵守遵行他一切诫命，就是我今日所吩咐你的，他必使你超乎天下万民之上。第八节，在你仓房里，并你手所办的一切事。耶和华所命的福必临到你，耶和华你神也要在你 所给你的地上赐福于你。
Yes, this is also including if we are willing to obey him.
如果我们真心愿意顺从他。
So obedience is the key word.
这里最重要的就是顺从。
And sometimes it's very hard.
很多时候这是很难的。
And sometimes costs our life.
有的时候代价乃是生命。
But actually, this is the eternal life, the path of eternal life.
但是这是通往永生的路。
So are you willing to?
你是不是愿意？
And obedience is a hard lesson.
顺服乃是很难的功课。
And sometimes we feel obedient, probably that's all little kids they need to learn.
有时候我们觉得可能只是小孩子才要学顺从。
But actually, including me, I need to learn too.
但是实际上我们就像我自己也是需要学这个功课。
So when you hear the call from the Lord, are you willing to obey him?
你听到神的呼召，你愿意听从吗？
To open your heart to receive him?
愿意你的心来听从他，来接受他。
Oh, you say, I receive him as a savior.
也许你说我已经接受他做我的救主。
But still obedience is our lesson.
但是顺从仍然是我们的功课。
Once we can do obedience, and He can do a lot through you.
我们若是真的顺从他，在我们生命当中有许多的工作可以完成。
In order to glorify His name，
来荣耀他的名字。
Let's bow our head and pray。
让我们低头祷告。
Oh dear Heavenly Father，
亲爱的天父
，We praise Your name。
我们赞美你的名。
Even though the first parent they cannot follow this covenant。
虽然我们的先祖没有遵循你的诫命
，They sin against you，
他们犯罪。
But we see the second Adam, which is the second man, which is the Jesus Christ. He came.
我们看见幕后的亚当，我们的主耶稣来到这里。
And he has a perfect obedience.
他完全的顺服。
And he humbled himself, even die on the cross.
他存心谦卑，降低自己，且死在十字架上。
And Lord, through that, today we see the Father's love is shown in this new covenant.
借着这一切，叫我们看见神的爱显在这新约上面。
And this is called the covenant of grace.
实在乃是恩典的约。
And through the Holy Spirit, we know how to call you Abba Father.
借着圣灵，叫我们心里能够呼叫你阿爸父。
Lord, such a covenant of grace, we say we are willing to have it.
主啊，我们心里愿意接受这恩典的约。
Yes, there is a test of our life.
试炼临到我们的时候。
And Lord, we want to have a firm foundation.
我们愿意说我们的房子是在磐石上。
And this is the rock which is built by the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们的磐石乃是我们的主耶稣基督。
And Lord, we are willing to stand on this rock.
我们愿意在这磐石之上。
So the storm will not overwhelm us.
风暴不能胜过我们。
Lord, thank you for today. We have here. We heard about your word.
感谢你今天叫我们有耳可听的能听见。
And we are willing to obey you.
也叫我们能够遵行。
May your will be done.
愿你的旨意成就。
And on all of us.
在我们每一个人身上。
We pray in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.感谢主给我们的信息，我们一同起立，唱诗96首。We'll stand and sing hymn 96.